expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
Sunday once again.
Yes, it is.
Everybody looks forward to my little ranty yell right there, I'm sure. Or not. Or
yeah, yeah, yeah.
I knew I was going to catch something for that, so I had to say it. Today is December 15th, 2019. Can you believe it?
It's no, like I can't.
2 weeks until the beginning of year...
You talk about interesting times coming. Hello.
Year out of control. I'm not sure what we're going to label it, but it's, you know, this year was...
a crazy train.
I know, that could be our theme song.
Yeah, you know, the crazy train.
Ozzy Osbourne back at it. I guess we got 10 days till Christmas. Anyway, my name is Mark Kent, and I'm your host, and I'm here in the studio with my sister Linda in the great state of Jefferson, who does all the heavy lifting.
Good morning.
And Rhett Smith still on assignment.
Hey.
I'm not sure what's the...
Yeah, I kind of like that assignment. It depends on where you're going on your assignment, I guess.
You're listening to 1460 AM and 96.5 FM, and you've been listening to Jefferson State of Mind with Terry Raposa and Wynn Carpenter.
Yeah.
And you can go to the chat room, which I haven't opened up yet. I'll get there in a second. But you can go to the chat room at kcnr1460.com, or you can call in anytime during the show at 530-605-4567. Again, that's 530-605-4567. All of our shows are podcast and archived as well. And you can find me on Facebook at Mark Kent. Not Mark E. Kent, but Mark Kent is where you want to go. I think I'm loaded up on the other one, streaming worldwide everywhere with everything. And
Well, I don't think there's much
damn the torpedoes
anymore, you know. They're trying something else again.
They're trying to shut down everything, aren't they? It's like insane. I mean, I'm going to play this clip from Judge Jeanine today that I had to go to another website to get because they scrubbed Judge Jeanine's opening statement on YouTube, if you can believe it. You can go there and you can see it. It says the full thing, but I keep clicking into it and it says, oh, there's 30 minutes and it plays 1 second and kicks you out.
And that's happening to a lot of different things, not just that. I was trying to find something the other day. As soon as you click on it, not available anymore.
Insanity prevails.
Yeah.
So, I'm not sure what that means. Anyway.
I'm sorry. Frank was talking to me. I got a little distracted.
Oh, that's okay. I was trying to, because the reflection is so bad there, I can
close the thing again. I like to look out the window.
I like looking out, too, but I can barely see Jared's face.
I'll close it.
And so Jared's with us, too, as well, our producer, soundboard operator, and all-around great guy.
Good morning.
And, because I like looking outside, but that... That's better. Now I can at least see his face. All I could see before was the outline of his glasses.
Sorry, I like to keep my eyes on the people that wander by on the street sometimes.
Now I get a perfect reflection of you right over the top of him. Just saying.
Well.
It's the double pains.
Yeah. I guess they don't want us to be able to get to you in case of something bad happening. It's kind of like,
is that why we have the glass now so we can't?
Well, what they need is a window underneath, you know, like a bank teller where you slip stuff.
Oh,
under,
yeah.
You know, and the little thing comes out, the door opens, and then, you know, we can go back and forth. I can write notes and stuff. And
start tapping on the window and stuff. Tap, 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 do the tap.
Yeah, I guess the note that said, give me all of your money, everybody be happy. You know, maybe not. All right, so we have got a full 2 hours here of nonstop information. You know,
well, there's just so much going on out there.
I'm not even sure where to start, really, at this point, because it is just insane out there. You know, we got to get to our first break here. You know, we want to talk about Trump's USMCA trade agreement, which I'm not real happy about. And, you know, we've got Judge Jeanine being scrubbed on YouTube. I've got things coming in from Twitter. Cheryl Atkinson tweeting how the Horowitz report, you know, we got a little bit going on there, and it just kicked me out of there. I'll get it back during the break. It's just absolutely insane. But with that said, there will be a Reading Patriot meeting tomorrow night at 6 p.m., I'm assuming.
Yes.
2570.
Ugly sweater party.
The ugly sweater party.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're just going to kind of like socialize, have some munchies, you know, that type of thing, and see who shows up with what kind of sweater. You never know.
You know, I don't have an ugly sweater. I'd have to go buy one, I guess, but
Well, you don't have to participate, but I'm sure there's going to be a lot to do.
If we just had an ugly clothes day, I could do that, you know, or outdated clothes.
Oh, but those are coming back. Those are vintage clothing.
Yeah, those big bells and
yeah, the bell bottoms.
Bell bottom blues. Yeah, I do remember those bells I used to wear in high school. Good grief, I get the big, extra big.
Oh yeah, you had to get the super bells.
The super bells.
And then we, you know, those girls used to cut the side of them and even make them bigger by putting fabric in there and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
There you go.
I don't think it can find mine.
I don't know if they fit.
I'm not saying
too big or too small or whatever, but.
Yeah, let's just go on. So, moving along. It's 10:12. I guess we'll go to our first break, and then we'll come back with our first series of reports here. Like I said, I just don't even know where to start. I think we'll start with Liz Wheeler, final point. Or we'll start with Medicare for all students. There was a study that was done, interviews out on a college campus, and they asked all the students, you know, what they thought about having Medicare for all.
Oh, and with that, we'll go to a break. You're listening to KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
This is Carl in the Bot, and there's only one place you will find a new Sleep Number dual temp layer bed. That's right, Sleep Number in Reading. Be sure to go in and see them in a Target shopping center next to the Vitamin Shop. My Sleep Number is 40, and I feel great.
Right now they're making room, so go in and receive huge savings on all Sleep Number memory foam and I-Series bed sets. My Sleep Number is 55. Go find yours today. Sleep Number in the Target Center next to the Vitamin Shop.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
A Cascade favorite holiday tradition, Thomasine's A Celtic Christmas, returns to the Cascade Theater on Saturday, December 21st, filled with Celtic singing, music, dancing, and stories. It's a night of joy, laughter, and the giving spirit of the season that is great for the whole family. Get tickets today at cascadetheater.org or by calling 530-243-8877.
Come on, come on, come on, now touch me, babe. Can't you see that I am not afraid? What was that promise that you made? Why won't you tell me what she said? What was that promise that you made? Now I'm gonna love you till the heavens stop the rain. For you and I.
Sovereign Mind Radio. Yeah, that sounds good. Little Doors there from back in the day. Back in the heyday.
Back in the day, yeah.
Back in the heyday. All right, so I've changed my mind. We're going to go with Judge Jeanine, and I want to read this little ditty here from Cheryl Atkinson. She reported on Twitter, always interesting to hear and read the news, then actually get the original sourcing. IG Horowitz says he did not claim there was no political bias in the FBI's Trump-Russia probe. He gave a very specific qualified opinion about one small slice of the opening probe. Horowitz actually testified there was remarkable bias and misconduct throughout the FBI probe and political bias demonstrated by numerous players, all of which have been deferred to Durham and FBI to address. She says she read the report, and that's what it says. Now, is that a lot different than what we've been hearing all
just
week?
Just a little bit.
You think? Yeah. I mean, it's these guys will lie about everything. It's just insane.
It is. It's crazy.
So let's go to Judge Jeanine, and this is a little clip from the Bill Still report. This is the only place I could actually find Judge Jeanine's opening statement where I could play it. And it's talking about what we were just addressing. And basically the title of this is Comey the most corrupt director of the FBI in history? He's even surpassed, what's his name? You know, J. Edgar.
Wow.
Yeah, that's probably saying a lot.
He
might even be dressing up in women's clothes at home and running out through a cornfield.
Boy.
Just saying. All right. So with that said, let's play this from Judge Jeanine's opening statement.
It was everything we said it was, and everything they said it was not. We now have confirmation, corroboration that the deep state exists, that it worked to spy on and frame a presidential candidate and plant the seed for his overthrow in the ugliest, most corrupt attempted political coup in U.S. history. That it occurred at all is stunning, but that it was manipulated to take down a president and remove him from office almost as soon as we put him there, essentially overthrowing a government, is an outrage that demands the most severe consequence our criminal justice system has to offer. Now, you put this together with the Russia collusion, and Nancy this week saying...
It's been going on for 22 months, okay? Two and a half years.
That's right, Nancy, and you still haven't come up with a real reason to impeach him. But you radicals are dug in on getting rid of Donald Trump, and since you can't find anything real, you make stuff up at a whack-a-mole speed. So... The inspector general decides the opening of the investigation into whether individuals associated with the Trump campaign were coordinating with the Russians, dubbed Crossfire Hurricane, was legitimate and commenced without bias. But almost immediately, Attorney General William Barr and United States Attorney John Durham begged to differ, saying, quote, "We do not agree with the Inspector General report's conclusion as to predication in how the case was opened. The Comey FBI Counterintelligence Division believes they can investigate anyone based on what someone heard in a bar and then run with it. But these guys, they didn't just run with it. They took every left turn and ran every red light in their effort to get their man. And although the warrant was to surveil American citizen Carter Page, in truth, Page was nothing more than the window through which to view and investigate Donald Trump."
This is such an important distillation of this lengthy Carter Page chapter of this corruption spectacular. The only reason to go after Carter Page was they had no one else handier to go after. Carter Page had a minor association with the Trump campaign. In fact, the only reason he was associating with Russians was because he was spying on them for the CIA. CIA Chief John Brennan knew this, but never once stepped in to help out Page, knowing Page couldn't admit to the truth because of his secrecy oath to the agency. What's better, being spied on or being brought up on espionage charges? So Brennan left Carter Page exposed naked to the world so the FBI could exploit him by claiming he was up to something suspicious with the Russians, so therefore surveil him and everyone he had any contact with, like Donald Trump.
Thereafter, every one of the 17 errors that the inspector general identified was indicative of the desire to get Donald Trump, to continue spying and wiretapping. That's right, I said it, spy. The IG confirmed confidential human sources, CHS, were used. Notice I used the plural. There was more than one spy, and we are not just talking about wiretapping now, for which we now know there was no basis, no basis because the dossier paid for by Hillary Clinton with money laundered through the law firm Infusion GPS, written by a foreign agent, Christopher Steele, based on sourcing by an individual who told the FBI on three separate occasions it was exaggeration, it was hyperbole, he never expected it to be printed. But when we talk about human sources, we're talking about spies who are actually walking among the Trump campaign and recording in that campaign, including a high-level official in the Trump campaign.
This is the problem with this information overload. Even Judge Jeanine didn't ask, so who were the spies? Could it be Paul Manafort? That might explain why he's been kept in solitary confinement. Or could it have been Trump's first chief of staff, Rince Priebus? Did anyone ever trust this guy? Or could it have been the guy who dared Priebus to prove that he was not leaking to reporters, Anthony Scaramucci, the man who served the shortest term as White House Director of Communications in history, a grand total of 6 days on the job? And who fired Scaramucci? Another person who turned out to be not so Trump-friendly, General John Kelly. Kelly replaced Priebus on July 31st, 2017. His first day on the job, he fired Scaramucci. 19 days later, General Kelly removed Steve Bannon from his role as White House chief strategist. Nearly 1 year later, in June 2018, General Kelly told a group of visiting senators that the White House was a miserable place to work. 6 months after that, on December 14th, 2018, General Kelly was replaced by Mick Mulvaney as chief of staff. Mulvaney has done a good job and held the post for the last year. So my list of FBI spy possibilities are Manafort, Priebus, Scaramucci, and Kelly. I was always suspicious of these four and wondered why Trump ever picked them.
So, if the premise of the investigation was that the Russians may be infiltrating the Trump campaign, why not tell the American presidential candidate? Hell, the same FBI told Dianne Feinstein they believe the Chinese were infiltrating her ranks, but they don't alert a presidential candidate? My, my. Could it be as simple as the FBI treats Republicans as the enemy and the Democrats as part of the home team? And even more sinister, is that the target, ladies and gentlemen, really wasn't the campaign. The target was Donald Trump himself. Carter Page was not the man they were interested in. He was the vehicle through which they could watch and listen, or so they thought. Now, the IG admits there were significant inaccuracies and omissions and that agents failed to meet their basic obligations. He made clear, the IG, that every step of this operation was briefed up to the highest level of the FBI, that me, Comey. They found there were, quote, so many basic and fundamental errors made by three separate handpicked teams on one of the most sensitive FBI investigations. There was a failure of not only the operational team, but the managers, the supervisors, and the senior officials in the chain of command. So what do you think the chances of that are? Do you really think that there is no bias when everyone on three different experienced teams, all supposedly smart, all make the same mistake, all against Donald Trump? A primer. Every FBI agent is smart. They are trained. Every one of these agents had years of law school training, courtroom experience. The chances of every one of those getting every one of the 17 mistakes wrong that work in their favor against Donald Trump is slim to none. And it ends up in a four-letter word. Bias. And although Cardinal Jim Comey says, I feel vindicated, the truth is that even dull, dry Horowitz makes the truth clear.
You know, I think the activities we found here don't vindicate anybody who touched this.
Okay.
So Donald Trump was right from the beginning. He said they were spying on him and wiretapping him, and they made fun of him, and they ridiculed him, and condemned him, and belittled him. And although his law enforcement terminology may not have been on point, he was right, wasn't he? And every one of the 17 errors identified by the IG going against the president and in favor of the radical leftist ideologues indicate no conclusion other than bias. Strzok and Page are the premier examples. Quote, he's an effing idiot. Quote, he's never going to become president. No, we'll stop it. And so they created their insurance policy just in case he actually got in. And after he won, they texted each other, I figure I need to brush up on Watergate. No bias? The only reason there's no bias is because no one admitted to bias. It's about testamentary and documentary evidence of bias. But it's now up to the United States Attorney to draw a conclusion as to whether or not the 17 separate errors, the violation of FBI regulations, the stunning irregularities, the failure to identify wrongdoing in their own ranks amounts to bias, and even worse. Jim Comey actually lied, what a shock, and said to our own Brett Baer that the dossier was but one piece of the mosaic of evidence presented to the FISA court. Baloney! When we now know that it was the only piece. They knew it was written by Trump-hating Christopher Steele, paid for by Trump-hating Hillary Clinton, actually denied by the source who allegedly gave Steele the fraudulent information in the first place. Now, Andrew McCabe The other hater who put the team together was a Clintonite who got money from the Clinton Foundation for his wife's Senate campaign. He's been referred for criminal prosecution himself, separate and apart from this. Jim Comey was the United States Attorney in the Southern District investigating the Clinton Foundation that ended with nothing. Shock. The bottom line is the violation of FBI regulations, the stunning irregularities, the failure to identify wrongdoing in their own ranks is a textbook example of illegality. You have to be pretty damn coordinated, smart, conspiratorial, and razor precise for absolutely everyone to be on that same illegal page. They were willing to lie and cheat in a way that America has never witnessed before. It was an all-out effort by what was once the most esteemed law enforcement agency in our country to take down the man 63 million Americans put in the Oval Office. Why? Because they think they know better than we do. Because in their sanctimonious, condescending world, we know nothing. Their arrogance is only surpassed by their ignorance. They thought they could get away with it. They have not, and they will not. History will not look kindly on Cardinal James Comey, who has now surpassed J. Edgar Hoover as the most corrupt director of the Federal Bureau of Investigation in history. And might I add, no one deserves it more.
Well, I think nobody's homie Comey better be lawyering up if he's not already.
with that said, I think we need to go to a break, and then we will discuss things on the other side. If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Happening in the state of Jefferson. Every week there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 a.m. with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in the Jefferson State of Mind.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/changetheculture.
Pink Martini is returning to Redding's Cascade Theater with singer Chyna Forbes for their all-new holiday show.
Flip a table under the tree.
Pink Martini is a little bit of lounge, a little bit of Hollywood glam, and a whole lot of fun. Don't miss this chance to see them live at the Cascade December 18th. Get tickets now at 530-243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
The McConnell Foundation wishes all active military, their families, and our local veterans who have served happy holidays. This is Shannon Phillips, Vice President of Operations for the McConnell Foundation. This time of year, Americans are serving our nation in places far from home, as they have every holiday season in our country's history. Let's remember as a community the sacrifices our men and women in uniform have made and will continue to make. The McConnell Foundation salutes our active duty and veterans by wishing you happy holidays.
Sovereign Mind Radio, home of the Free Fire Media Community Radio from North State, your talk radio at 96.5 and 1460 AM. Wow. that was a mouthful.
Yep.
So.
That was that episode with the judge. I'm just saying.
Just saying. Yeah. I mean, if you don't think things are coming down the pipe, then you need to pay more attention. This whole thing, whether it's the state of Jefferson, you got the split coming into Washington State. I posted it on Facebook. They're trying to split the state. This whole thing is culminating into a rise of the American people standing up across the board and saying, we have had enough.
We're done.
That's right. We're done. Okay. And so with that said, I have a little clip here from A.G. Barr. And he did an interview with the Wall Street Journal. And this comes from Doc Rock.
Do we want to go to that? Or we do have a caller on the line. Do we want to take Jimmy or have Jimmy, hold on.
This is about a 17-second clip. But this will feather right into just what we're doing. And this comes from Doc Rock 1007 on Twitter. And this is A.G. Barr kind of explaining the situation currently.
Why aren't people going to prison for what they did to the president? On the other side, you know, throw Bill Barr in prison. And these things take time.
Of course, they start playing at the Thug Life and some glasses come down from, animated glasses come down. And he's got a huge smile like the Cheshire Cat. Okay, so if you don't think things are coming down the pipe, I think you need to pay more attention.
All right.
With that said,
we'll go to Jimmy. Good morning, Jimmy.
Good morning. Yeah, I watched the Horowitz report hearings, and it was a lot more civil than the impeachment hearings, let me tell you. Nobody had to call a point of order or parliamentary inquiries. So this is such a convoluted case. A lot more is going to come out in the Durham report. That's going to be the real kicker. So with this Horowitz report, what I found interesting is that they named the Clinton campaign and Fusion GPS, okay, which we all know. Now, as we all know, also is Bruce Orr, his wife Nellie Orr, worked for Fusion GPS. So when Christopher Steele was informing this company about all this stuff, which was total BS, He was getting paid for it, and the FBI opened the case on pretty much what he was telling them. So the weird part is that he started, Christopher Steele started coming out and talking to the press and stuff, and the FBI actually cut him off at that point because they deemed him an unreliable source. But the weird part is soon after, Bruce Orr, who works for the FBI, started talking to Christopher Steele as a conduit between Christopher Steele and certain people in the FBI. And Bruce Orr was the head of drug trafficking and organized crime. So what he was doing, talking to Christopher Steele, and going to certain people in the FBI, I have no idea. Well, actually, I do, but it's so weird. So this was blatant, and they did this on purpose. There was bias, totally.
Oh, no question about it. And it's coming out, and we're going to see breaking news coming out on this thing every day, you know, as this thing goes on, because there's just more and more and more stuff that is coming out that they're not going to be able to hide. You know, false information on Carter Page, to keep the investigation going. I just saw a headline on that. It's just one thing after another. These guys are not getting away with it. That's why you're seeing such panic, because they're not going to let this go. You can't let this go, not have a civil society, because, you know, we don't want to have a civil war, because that's, you know, there's enough people that are getting mad enough now. If something doesn't happen, that's what you're going to see.
Yeah, and it's funny, too. We just watched James Comey on one of these shows this morning with Chris Wallace.
Yeah, saying I was wrong to say the FISA process.
He didn't admit that he knew this was going on. And it's just, I can't believe that he didn't know. I mean, come on, folks.
Yeah, that's complete tripe. And he knows it. What he's thinking is that, and I'm saying that, Comey better start thinking about lawyering up if he hasn't already, because they're going to get him.
And they're going to name Cell Block C after James Comey.
Yeah,
the Comey homie block.
Yeah.
Yeah. And real quick, I just want to remind everybody out there that this Horowitz report was only within the parameters of the FBI. When the Durham report comes out, it's going to be an avalanche of
D-class.
The whole scenario. And we're going to see some stuff that comes out, I suspect, that is going to be, like Bill Barr said, historical.
Yeah.
So, anyways, great show, guys.
All right.
And
all right, thanks
for the rest off the air.
Yeah, right. Because doesn't the Durham report, it's more of a criminal inquiry.
It's a
versus,
criminal, but he was given a lot more scope on his investigation
Yeah, the Horowitz is more like an administrative.
Well, it's an internal administrative, whereas with Durham's report, he's in other countries talking to guys in foreign.
It's expansive.
And so that's going to cover all of the things that we haven't been covered, or at least most of the things.
That they didn't even think that they were going to investigate. You know what I mean? They didn't even want to investigate because they were afraid where it might go.
Well, you know, I posted a thing with Comey sitting in the street, you know, like a homeless kind of guy. No homie Comey, I guess.
No homie Comey?
You know, and sitting with a couple from McDonald's or something saying, we never thought she'd lose.
I saw that, yeah.
And this is only the beginning because, you know, we got Q back online posting some stuff, and it looks like maybe the mainstream media, as in Fox, a few contributors, know what's going on with Q, and they're not saying anything yet.
Right.
There is a bunch of stuff in the works here. We just saw Boris Johnson's party in the UK completely obliterate the socialists.
Yeah.
This is a worldwide movement, and that's what I'm
starting to
get.
Yeah, it's not affecting just, there's a lot of people involved in this that it's going to open up to the information to other things that have been going on probably for a long time that we're not aware of. But we do have a caller on the line. We've got Dick on the line. Good morning, Dick.
He's going to talk about his barn.
He is.
Mark,
Good morning.
This is a non-political call.
Yep. We know you're going to talk about your barn.
Oh, yes, it is political. You like Santa Claus and everything.
At the state of Jefferson. But some of your listeners might not have been up yet, so I'm calling in again. But and I noticed, Mark, you signed up to come help me on 6 to 8 next Saturday.
I'm in.
Yeah. Anyway, as most of your listeners probably know, my wife Frances and I have a home on 3187 Barrel Court, right off of South Bonneville. We're about halfway between I-5 and 273, and our barn is very close to South Bonneville. We have a lighted scene on the barn and a rain-drawn roof. You cannot miss it at all when you drive down South Bonneville. But anyway, this is the 30th Christmas that we've had lights on our home, and through the years it exploded until it got out of control to what it is now. But anyway, this is the 10th year that we've had the Salvation Army red kettle out in front of our house. And last year we took in a record $25,255. And last 9 years we raised $165,389 in the last 9 years. And we're at it again. And I have some really great loyal helpers. Morton's been out every night. I gave him the night off last night because my daughter and her husband came over from Reno yesterday and cooked dinner for me. My birthday's on Monday, and they had dinner for me, and then they went home, going home today. So we had a lot of help last night, so I gave Morton the day off. But every Friday and Saturday, Bob Holzinger comes over and helps me, and he doesn't sign up for 2 hours. He comes out about 5:30 and stays till 10:30 or whenever we quit. And then Robert Extra comes out every night, almost every night, to help me, and he's the same way. He doesn't sign up for 2 hours. He comes out about 5:30 and stays till the end. So anyway, if anybody like to help me, they need to call Sally Raposa and get on the list. Other than that, we're doing pretty good. Last night we had bumper-to-bumper traffic from about before 6 o'clock till after 10. It was bumper to bumper as far as I can see down the corner. And the closer it gets to Christmas, the traffic's going to really pick up. The few days before Christmas, it backs up clear to South Bonneville and past my barn, and takes about an hour to finally get up there. But most people are very patient and wait it out. Anyway, this is the third year that we have a Salvation Army provided card reader. We take credit card donations. And also this year we have Apple Pay and Google Pay, but not too many people have taken us up on that one. We tell them we have that, but we got a lot of credit card donations. Before we had the card reader, people tell me they don't have any cash. I said, well, you know, less than a quarter of a mile west of here is a gas station, and they have a you can get all the money you want out there. They have an ATM, and just you can get a whole big bag full of money and bring it back, but they just laugh and don't seem to take me up very seriously. But anyway, now we've been doing pretty good on the credit card. Last 2 years, we took over $2,000 each year on the credit card. So I'm inviting people to come out and see us. We're lit up big time again, and just come have a good time. We pass out the large 5-inch candy canes to children, and whining adults who say, well, we're children too. We want a candy cane. Okay, here, have one. But anyway, come out and see us. It's a good time. We're lit up big time. And I want you to notice when you drive down the street, our house occupies the right side of the cul-de-sac. We're all incandescent. On the left side, my neighbor, he's lit up big time, 100% LEDs. His is super bright, and mine is more subdued light. So you can tell the difference between it. And another big difference, His electric bill for December is $40. Mine is over $400. That's a big difference between incandescent and LEDs. But I can't afford to switch to LEDs. I have too many lights, and a lot of stuff is really old that I had over 20 years, and I keep fixing it to keep it going. So anyway, I'll let you go now, but please come down. Everybody come by and see us and help the Salvation Army and try to help us beat our last year's record.
All right.
Well, thanks for calling
thanks,
in.
Dick.
We appreciate it. It's such a wonderful thing
for
that they...
Jack here.
Okay, very good. Thanks, Dick. That's
And if I don't see you, Linda, have a happy... And Mark, have a... I know I'll see Mark Saturday, but Linda, have a happy New Year... New Year's and a Merry Christmas.
You too.
Thanks, Dick.
And say Merry Christmas to Fran, too.
I think she listens to the radio.
Oh, there you have it. Merry Christmas, Fran.
Merry Christmas, Fran.
Yeah, thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. That's Dick Wilkinson. He's one of our community treasures.
he does everything, but yeah, it's such a wonderful thing. So go by and help support and help, you know, get past the mark he did last year.
Well,
that would be awesome.
You know, I did a little research on some of these charities, and you know, Salvation Army is one of the ones that get, it's like 95% go to the charity, you know. And
they actually do what they say they're going to do. And
yeah, as opposed to some of these others, it's like 5% goes to the charity.
Yeah.
Yeah,
put lots of money in somebody else's pocket. But yeah,
I guess
so go out and show your
support.
We've got to
go to break? Yeah, I think we're way past the break.
If you want to call it, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 AM at 96.5 FM.
Yes, I got what I deserve. Kept you.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low-sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
Hi, I'm Rob Burrows from the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. Come join me as the new host of brand new Battlefield Expression show, debuting December 7th, 2019. Battlefield Expressions is a go-to program providing veterans and their families an opportunity to call in and ask questions and receive information particular to their individual needs. Veterans and their families, you sacrificed and served our country. Every Saturday, 9 to 11, here at 96.5 FM, 1460 AM Talk Radio.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
Experience what it's like to be an archaeologist, biologist, or astromathematician in Turtle Bay's Mystery of the Mayan Medallion on display September 28th through January 12th. Delve into science, language, history, and mathematics in this hands-on immersive treasure hunt of an exhibition. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Do you have your dad's dimples, your mom's curly hair? What makes us, us? Explore genomic science in Turtle Bay's newest expedition, Genome, Unlocking Life's Code, on display September 21st through January 2nd. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Don't you draw the queen of diamonds?
Sovereign Mind Radio, home of the Free Fire Media Community Radio for North State, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. One of the comments out of the chat room are, maybe they can see Dick and Fran's barn from space.
Yeah. Probably. It's like, oh, it's them again.
Yeah. Yeah, I wonder.
Honing in on that one.
I wonder if they're PG&E or Reading. REU. Ah, wow. So, where do we go from here? I was looking, I'm going to cover a couple things. We're almost top of the hour here. And, five things that socialists will never understand. One, free does not actually mean free. And we'll have a little clip about students thinking Medicare is free. Two, you are not entitled to someone else's hard-earned money. Ever.
You're not?
I know.
Dang.
You cannot tax a nation into prosperity.
Jeez.
The rich are not responsible for your, this is why I got to repeat three times probably. The rich are not responsible for your financial situation. You are the rich.
And I have to be accountable for my.
You have to make your own way in the world and quit depending on everybody else to do it for you.
But it's free.
Nothing is free. Okay. And number five, lastly, socialism leads to communism always. Once you go down that road too far, it's done.
I don't get to go past go, get my free stuff, get my $200. I don't get any of that, huh? It all goes away.
Now.
Oh, shoot.
I've got a thing I want to read a little bit after the hour, and it's after the top of the hour, and it's entitled 10 Self-Evident Truths That We the People Have Spontaneously Come to Realize. And with that said, before we go there and before we go to the top of the hour, this comes from Mike Huckabee. One of the best comments I saw online was from someone in the Yahoo News comment section who said that Trump reminded him of a doctor with no bedside manner. He tells you that you need to lose 100 pounds and stop smoking. You're offended. You're angry. You come up with 10 reasons why he's crazy. And then you finally realize he's the only one telling you the truth.
Ain't that the truth?
I think so. I mean, I don't agree with Trump on everything. I got some problems with his trade agreement. I got some problems with the debt. Maybe he realizes the only way that we're going to solve this debt problem is to have the thing crash. And maybe we're juggling the plates till the election. There's nobody on the other side that can even has a chance of getting elected. Hillary's talking about coming back into the race.
I can't believe that. Really?
Have you seen her new duck face that she's posted?
No, I haven't. Oh.
You got to Google it. It's like, holy crap. It's like the Crypt Keeper, got his face stretched or something. And, you can't believe this stuff. And so Joe Biden's in the lead at like 20%. And if she jumped into the race right now, she'd be at 21%. The nearest one is 13 or 17 or something to them. It's like, are you kidding me? And Joe Biden is pretty much unelectable. And then his wife, Jill Biden, tells MSNBC that Trump is afraid to run against her husband.
Oh, yeah, that's what the problem is. We forgot that piece.
Because, I don't know, anybody that has kids stroke his hairy legs in the sunshine by the pool, jumping on his lap is definitely presidential material.
If this impeachment thing keeps going forward, hello, what's that going to do for you guys? I'm talking about Hillary and Joe Biden and... Yeah.
Well, I think the Democrats are starting to jump ship anyway, but, you can't make this crap up. It's just freaking crazy right now. And going to get crazier before the year's out, and we got an election culminating in November of next year, and if you think you're on the crazy train now, it's
holy
like...
crud.
It's like, oh, Lord!
It's going to be buckle up, Spanky. Here we go, man.
Yeah. So... I don't know. You know, Jimmy says in the chat room, I think Hillary is going to wait until the Durham report comes out. Instead of spending money on a campaign, she might need a defense lawyer.
You think? Yeah, maybe with that, we're at the top of the hour. Please stay tuned for the second half of Sovereign Minds. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Birthday greetings, bottle of wine. If I've been out till quarter to three.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. Good news on the trade front. China is postponing punitive tariffs on U.S.-made cars and other stuff following an interim trade deal with Washington. This morning's announcement comes after the Trump administration agreed to postpone a planned tariff hike on $160 billion of Chinese goods and to cut in half penalties that were already imposed. U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer says China is committed to buy $40 billion of U.S. farm products and will end its long-standing practice of pushing companies it works with to hand over their technology. President Trump, meanwhile, says the USMCA, that new trade deal with Canada and Mexico, is going to be good for everybody.
It's really tremendous for the region, but it's fantastic for the U.S.
The president is pleased that Democrats have finally agreed to put the trade deal up for a vote in Congress. Chevron says it will book a charge of at least $10 billion because lower long-term prices for oil and natural gas are making some of its projects less valuable.
The company says it will take the after-tax write-down in the fourth quarter. More than half of it is related to gas drilling in Appalachia. The huge fourth-quarter write-down underscores the challenge posed by rising production that has prevented energy prices from increasing sharply during a time of increasing global demand. Chevron says it'll reduce spending in some investments, including Appalachian shale and a liquefied gas terminal in British Columbia.
Correspondent Jeremy House. A strong earthquake has shaken the southern Philippines today, leaving at least one person dead, and it is feared the death toll will go higher. A three-story building collapsed, and searchers are beginning to plumb the rubble for people believed to be inside. Many of them may not have survived. The Philippine Institute of Volcanology and Seismology says it was a magnitude 6.9. More on these stories at townhall.com.
We have reached the age where things just cost more.
Cars, mm-hmm. phones, mm-hmm. life insurance.
Your blood pressure is up.
Your weight is up.
You're one to talk.
I have type 2 diabetes, so I'm getting dinged just like you.
Thank goodness for Big Lou.
Big Lou!
Big Lou can get term life insurance rates for a 50-year-old male with type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, or maybe he's on anxiety meds,
mm-hmm.
for just around $200 a month for $1 million of coverage.
Oh, you got to say that again.
Go ahead.
Okay, I'll say it. Big Lou and term provider could get a 50-year-old man, a little dinged up, $1 million in life insurance for around $200 a month.
Call Big Lou.
Big Lou!
He's like you. 800-555-2085. That's 800-555-2085.
Don't put it off. If you're overweight, diabetic, have high blood pressure, you gotta call Big Lou.
Gotta. 800-555-2085.
Write it down.
800-555-2085.
New Jersey's largest hospital system says a ransomware attack last week disrupted its computer network and that it paid a ransom to stop it.
Hackensack Meridian Health did not say in its statement exactly how much it paid to regain control of its system. It did say it holds an insurance policy for just such emergencies. The attack forced hospitals to reschedule non-emergency surgeries, and doctors and nurses were forced to deliver care without access to electronic records. The system said it was advised by experts not to disclose until Friday that it had been the victim of a ransomware attack. Wagner reporting.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has visited Northern England this weekend to thank newly elected Conservative lawmakers for their successful campaigns and voters for their support. Johnson was in the country's working-class heartland that turned its back on the opposition Labour Party in last week's elections, giving him an 80-seat majority. He's calling for an end to the acrimony and to move forward. News and analysis at townhall.com. The Texas Rangers get hot in the Major League Baseball offseason, but not in the way you're thinking.
No injuries were reported after a fire broke out at the future home of the American League team, which is under construction in Arlington, Texas, east of Fort Worth. Fire officials say the blaze Saturday started around 2:30 in the afternoon in the roof area of Globe Life Field and was quick. Ballpark includes a retractable roof and is scheduled to open for the 2020 Major League Baseball season.
Correspondent Rhonda Rockstra. Today is Sunday, December the 15th, and some famous people are celebrating a birthday. Today, singer Cindy Birdsong of the Supremes is 80 years old. Dave Clark of the Dave Clark Five is 77. Actor Don Johnson, still looking cool at 70 years old. Movie director Julie Taymor has 67 candles on her cake. Democratic Party activist Donna Brazile is 60. Figure skater Saria Bonelli, 46. More on these stories at townhall.com.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge, defending your rights as a Christian, a parent, and a citizen. Here's Brad Dickus.
In a recent speech, Attorney General William Barr strongly underscored the religious foundations of America. He said the founders saw religious liberty as the scaffolding on which they hung a free government. Well, Mr. Barr reminds us that free government only works for religious people who know there is a transcendent moral order preceding state or man-made law. He is concerned that militant secularists not only promote their own view, but seek to silence the religious voice. Folks, Pacific Justice Institute shares this concern. Become a partner today to help PJI defend the religious voice. Visit PJI.org.
The Pacific Justice Institute provides legal representation to individuals without charge. Learn more at PacificJustice.org. That's PacificJustice.org.
Nick coming on here in a few minutes, and then maybe we'll get to this stuff afterwards. I got a couple of clips here I want to play here, and then there's also I want to read the 10 self-evident truth that we the people have spontaneously come to. Maybe I can get here with that. And the first one is, we don't believe you.
Liar.
Yeah, talking to the swamp in Washington, we don't believe you anymore. You are all dishonest crooks and horrible people who should never be trusted again. Now, I don't agree with all dishonest, because that's a little bit of a blanket statement. This comes in from Dick. And a big majority been on the tape.
Yep.
Number three, the intelligence community is the enemy of the state and must be dismantled by any America that is ever to truly be free. I like that one. I'm thinking
that's maybe probably a true statement. Since it got started, kind of.
Number four, we are not going to voluntarily hand over our guns.
Surprise.
You may come try to take them by force, but we will shoot you if you try. Okay. Number five, we are withdrawing our consent. You are now a rogue enemy government that we finally recognize as the enemy. Wow.
That's
number
pretty
six.
Strong.
The sentiment out there is starting to get a little,
they're getting a little fired
done.
Up.
Yeah. we are withdrawing our consent. You know, okay, got that. Number six, we are never going to vote for an establishment candidate again.
Now, that's probably a good one. Ding, 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 ding.
This might not apply to everybody, but I'll tell you, there's a big portion of the community, of the population, that is believes all of this. Number seven. We will not live as slaves, suffering under your tyranny. We would rather die as Americans, defending our liberty and our republic. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right on.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm all of that.
Yeah. Isn't that what Americans are all about?
Number eight, if we ever get the chance, we will arrest all of you and throw you in prison for as long as you live.
Well, that's kind of on the horizon, or we hope so. Anybody who's
breaking the law. Yeah.
Here's the shackles.
Yeah, anybody who's breaking the law. I mean, I had a clip here, you know. It's like, what's this one? I have to get this one queued up here for down the pipe here, going back here to this, let's see.
Number eight?
Number nine.
Oh, nine.
We just did eight. We will no longer cooperate with your sham court system, your corrupt FBI, your lawless federal regulators. They are all fraudulent, criminal cartel that have no legitimate authority, and you have lost the consent of the governed. Now, I'm not sure I agree with everything in this thing, but I'll tell you what, it really shows you the attitude that people are starting to cause, have out there. And, I'm not sure that we need to have a rule of law. And the thing is, this is the
right,
breakdown.
Right, a regular rule of law.
The breakdown. Well, the follow
truth.
The Constitution.
Yeah, the truth. The Constitution. Yeah, not
well,
fraudulent.
And tenth and final, your fiat currency system and debt Ponzi scheme is a criminal fraud that steals money from the working class. We will no longer hold your dollars and will seek alternatives at every opportunity. Wow.
That's an interesting one.
The bottom line is crystal clear. The United States federal government is run by illegitimate, corrupt, fraudulent swamp creatures.
Creatures from the swamp lagoon.
Just saying. Yeah. So,
Well, that's probably the consensus of a lot of the people. You know what I mean?
Now, some people might think that's a little over the top, and in some parts of that, I would agree with that. But again, it's kind of about, gee, what the hell's going on out there? You know, I mean, what's going on in Washington? Why won't they follow the law? Why are they trying to impeach a president that has done nothing?
But that's not just in Washington. That's at your local level, state level. I mean, they're just.
Why are we denied our open carry rights at the local level? Why are they trying to take all of our guns in Sacramento? Why are they making it so you have to, register if you buy ammunition? Why are they trying to turn us into a
slaves?
A slave state. But why are they trying to get a one-payer medical healthcare system? Why, you just go right
Control.
Down the list. That's not legitimate government.
That's not what they're supposed to do at all. That's not what they're in place for. But we've allowed it to get totally out of control.
Well, again, it's kind of like this. I'm going to run this clip here. And this students, what the Democratic Party is starting to finally maybe realize across the board to a little bit of a degree is that they're being lied to constantly. I mean, okay, Trump's the devil, everything's free, healthcare for everyone, nobody has to pay for it,
criminals don't just, pick and choose people.
First it was Russian collusion, and then it was obstruction, and then it was bribery, then they can't figure out what the hell we're impeaching.
We got to come up with something else,
If you're orange, you're wrong, Trump is the new orange. It just goes on and on and on and on, and they've been lied to since day one. I mean, it's like, at what point in time do you realize you're being lied to?
Yeah.
So, with that said, I think we have to go to a break, and I'm going to come back, and we're going to play the students' Medicare for All, learning what's in it, unless Nick calls, and then we'll go to Nick, and if Nick doesn't call, then we'll play this, and we'll go from there.
Go from there. So, again, this is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Thank you. What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week, there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Redding Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs, we do them. Vehicle wraps, we do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob, could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, the longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install them when other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at wonderlandsigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Wonderland Signs, now celebrating 33 years in business in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. Wonderland Signs.
The local rock group down the street is trying hard to learn their song. Serenade, the weekend squire just came out to mow his lawn. Another Pleasant Valley today, because the roses are in bloom. And Mr. Green, he's so serene, he's got a TV in every room. Another Pleasant Valley Sunday, here in status symbol.
Sovereign Mind Radio. Yeah, we're definitely drag. We're going monkey. The mustard's off the dog. The mustard's off the dog. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what. This is becoming actually kind of fun, you know. We're living in interesting times.
That
and,
we are.
You might as well have some fun with it. But
you can have fun once in a while.
Speaking of interesting times and interesting guys.
I think we got Nick on the line.
Nick is on the phone.
Good morning, Nick.
It is a good morning. Hey, I read that piece about Cheryl Atkinson, or the piece that she wrote this
yep.
morning. And she said not to expect the Durham report or anything like that coming out till late spring or midsummer. So they're stringing this thing out for quite a while.
Well, I think they're trying to get it close to the election. There could be political reasoning involved there to do that. But there's also a bunch of stuff that's going to be declassed. And I think that the majority of the American people has to wake up. I just hope that they have our best interest in mind as they're doing this for the good of America and not just a political expediency.
Yeah. I agree with you. Hey, you know, my big deal is this is getting things straightened out locally.
Yep.
Because I believe you start at the bottom, which is the foundation, and work your way up. And, you know, our local government, our local all facets of our local government is they've lost credibility. You look at Julie Winter, she wants to start a concentration camp for the homeless, and old Kristen Schrader, she wants to free house them. You know, it's just everything. Well, it's the truth.
I know, but it's like, boy, that's not a, a little bit of, you know, dichotomy there. Or
well, then you got everybody in between, and I guess Aaron Reisner could give them free coffee in the morning.
Yeah, we're going from you know, Mussolini to you know, the 60s at point, you know, 5.0, you know.
But, you know, the government just keeps misleading us. You think back to when Proposition 47 and Proposition 57 were on the ballots and the way they were worded to make us feel good that if they would pass. And, you know, their intentions were just the opposite, to dump all these criminals on us.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah, that's the way it usually is, though. Whatever they say, it's the opposite.
They're really trying to blow the system up. I really do. That's what this whole thing is about. Because, you know, they'll be the ones that come in to save us, like Gavin Newsom. You know,
you can't do it yourself, Nick.
Yeah.
You
in the meantime,
help.
What they're saving us, what's going to save us from them?
But we do have the opportunity to do it ourselves.
Absolutely, that's the whole point.
If we can make the damn supervisors listen to us. I believe they should cancel this vote on this tax March 3rd and get together with us citizens and work up a tax. I'm for a tax. It's just for a jail and just to staff that jail. And everybody, 90% of the people I talk to come around and say, yeah, they'd vote for that. But they take this thing and they've spread the money all out. They don't guarantee us any number of jail beds. And, you know, Comente, and I've got nothing bad to say about Joe, and he stood his grounds there at the Patriots meeting, whether you like his answers or not. But, you know, he says up to 500 beds. Well, you've got, what, 80 for a boys' camp or a work camp. You've got another 120 for a navigation center. Then they're going to throw in, 160 beds after the old courthouse gets vacant and they refab that. And I'm wondering if they're even planning on building a jail. And then you look at him, he's talking about a tower next to the existing tower. You know, that if they were to go down to Burleiser or down off Turn Creek Road, they could build a one-story jail for half the price. And then where they lose credibility is this thing with Bozinko's retirement. I watched it online. I watched the video. And I don't have anything bad to say about Bozinko or the guy that, Eric, the guy that's going to be our sheriff. Or Green, or that other guy. I've got nothing bad to say about any of them. But Bozinko told them up in Lakehead that he didn't intend to retire this whole time, and we all believe that this was the plan so he could appoint his own replacement. And it seems to me, you know, with all the controversy, and if the supervisors wanted to give the impression they were listening to us, they could have appointed an interim sheriff until the election. Now, I don't know why they couldn't move the election up to this coming November. Doesn't that sound like a solution that would, you know, be palatable to us?
Well, I mean, I'm after seeing Joe Comente, I really was not impressed. I'm not super happy. I think the guy stood his, you know, he got up there and he took the fire, and I'll give him credit for that. But you know, when I asked him at the end of the at the end of it, you know, at what point in time does the Constitution come into play, you know, where CCW or this and that, and it's the classic thing of the man against himself. Well, you know something? That's crap. You know, I mean, there's no man more dangerous in a position of power than he who refuses to accept as a working truth the idea that all a man does should make for righteousness and soundness is what I'm saying. And at what point in time do you got to look at the budget as well? At what point in time do you have to say we got to respect our constitutional rights? At what point in time is it not just about the budget and the jail? It's about, gee, you know, are you supporting the Constitution of the United States in conjunction with that?
Well, that's right. And they get up there in Podunk, Shasta County, and they get power. They get so much power, they just really think they're something special. And we keep electing them. I keep making the point. Leonard Modi's got no accomplishments in he's been in public service. And we keep electing him. And, you know, they go in the back room, they divvy up the pie, and they come out and they say, this is how it's going to be. And that's exactly what they did with this tax. I ran into a lady that lives in Fall River. I ran into her down at R&R Meats. And I asked her, I said, how do you feel about this safety tax? And she says, well, you know, we're up here, and we're not going to vote for it. We're not going to get any benefit from it. And she explained, you know, how she thought and everything. And I said, well, let me ask you this. If it was a one-cent tax strictly to go for a jail, and it had a sunset on it, would you vote for that? And she thought for a minute, and she says, you know, I probably would. You know, and that's another thing. They could take and stick a satellite jail up there in, say, Bernie, you know, just something that would hold, say, 10 people, and just hold them for the day and haul them into town at the end of the day instead of, you know, tying up a deputy the minute he arrests them and drives them all the way to Reading. Heck, we might even contract with Rabbit to put a little cage in the back of their bus and they could haul them in.
Well, I mean,
you know, there's so many ways we could save money,
I agree.
I don't see any in this proposal. I see it just like education.
Well, I'm not. There's no way that I'm going to vote for this tax. There's no way that I think it should be on the ballot.
And that's what the shame is. We're going to get one chance at this, and it's clear to me it's not going to pass, and that's our chance, when, in fact, they could pass something that could help our community immensely.
Well, we do have another caller on the line that wants to chime in on this. We've got Terry on the line. Are you there, Terry?
Yeah, I'm here. I muted my phone because I wanted to make sure that I wasn't going to, my breathing wouldn't upset anything. But, you know, I couldn't hear a word Nick said, so I don't know what he said.
Okay.
So I went in and
listened
to the radio, but I did get part of it. First of all, I don't agree with this jail tax anymore until this happens. I don't agree until this happens, and that is the accountability. That's the first thing on their Measure A, Shasta County Advancing Measure A. There is no accountability. It says, as Nick said, and I agree, these funds will increase jail space up to an additional 500 beds. Okay, well, basically, that doesn't tell us anything. Does that mean two beds, three beds? It could say something like, you know, these funds will increase jail space at a minimum of 250 beds and up to 500 beds. Now, I think people would probably go along with that one. The other thing it says is it says, get this, we hold criminals accountable when the jail space will hold them until trial. Well, we will hold them accountable. Well, you're supposed to hold them accountable now. The other thing is that the budget for Shasta County is $500 million. That's $20,000 per person. That's a family of four. That's $80,000. Now, you're telling me that the county can't be run on $80,000 for a family of four, $20,000 per person. It's really more like $25,000 per person. It can't be run, and the position is they don't want to do a forensic audit. All Joe Comente did the other night was appease us by coming there, because he didn't say he'd do the forensic audit. He didn't say he'd use any of the suggestions offered. He didn't say any of that. He simply went ahead and said, well, if you like it, vote for it. If you don't like it, don't vote for it. He never said he'd do any or implement any of the things we wanted.
You know, Terry, just to interject something, that I totally agree with what you're saying. And what I want to interject is, when it was brought up that why wouldn't they go to the people to get input and suggestions to modify this thing, that was completely glossed over. They have no interest in asking us our opinions on how to make this bill better or even palatable to where it has a chance of passing. That was a big sticking point for me.
Well, here's one of the ways he answered that. There's supposed to be an independent third-party auditor that will review all expenditures for compliance in addition to the Citizens Oversight Committee to ensure transparency. Now, wait a second here. Does that third-party auditor have the final say? Well, no, it can't. And why can't it? Because the jurisdiction of the money being spent is who? The supervisors. It's BS. And also the Citizens Oversight Committee, he finally gave up on that one when we pointed out to him that the Citizens Oversight Committee simply would be there just for suggestions, for what their opinion was, and it even says in the bill that they don't have to do anything that is suggested by this particular group of people that are supposed to be overseeing this, the Oversight Committee. It's BS.
Window dressing.
Yeah, and I think that, and I got to say this about the whole deal. I want a jail that's going to lock people up that are committing crimes and make them serve their sentence and become accountable. But at the expense of what? More taxes? And these guys give themselves raises? I mean, the real deal is, like you say, we've got to address the bottom line problem, which is these guys are not under the control of the people's oversight, period. Not the oversight committee, but our oversight as the people of the county of Shasta. They
Mark,
do, yes.
It's $20,000 per person. What's happening with the money that they have now?
That's what I was going to say. They could
already have the money.
That's what I'm talking about, Terry.
We're
saying the same thing, Terry. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
Is that
they are not paying attention to what's going on now.
They don't care about
their input, and they've got more money than they can possibly use at this point. They just don't allocate it properly.
Are you ready for this one, Betty? You ready for this one? The tax will be in effect until reduced or repealed by the Board of Supervisors by a 4/5 vote. That means 4 of 5 supervisors have to vote to either repeal or reduce the tax. Now, every quorum that we have for anything we pass in the county, the quorum is 3 of 5. This one's 4 of 5. People, how can you swallow all this? I am amazed. So to me, I don't even want to look at a 1-cent tax. I don't want to see a jail tax. I don't want to see any tax until we find out how much money they have, and they're going to give us something that they're accountable to, because none of this is accountability.
Let's let Nick get in on this. Go ahead and jump in on this, Nick.
Well, I agree with what you guys are saying. I agree that they've got plenty of money and it's misused and PERS is breaking us and benefits are breaking us and everybody's overpaid. But the problem is, in my opinion, this isn't going to get straightened out in time to save our criminal problem, to save the problems we have. And I would be willing to pay a 0.5 cent or a 1 cent temporary sales tax. I mean, 7 to 10 years. Strictly to build a jail to get a handle on the criminal problem, because once we have a handle on the criminal problem, the other problems will be easier to solve. And that's the only way I'm willing to pay more taxes, is if it goes to lock up the criminals.
Well, it can. It can. And it should.
You know, to sit around and wait and tell them, no, you've got to get your finances in order, they're not going to get them in order.
But how long
is it going to happen?
How long is it going to take with the sales tax in order for them to collect enough money in order to do anything anyhow?
Okay, if you pass the sales tax this coming November, there's no reason they couldn't go out and sell bonds to be satisfied by the sales tax. That's one avenue. Either that or borrow the money on the money that's coming in and start building right away. I looked online, and there's architectural firms that specialize in building jails, coming to communities, analyzing how to save money. They talk about one-story jails. We don't have to have Nichols, Melberg, and Rizzetto. I've got nothing bad to say about them, but they're high-priced. And what too many say, well, it's customary that we use these. No, we don't have to use these.
Yes.
I cut corners, and so do you. And, they need to listen to other solutions instead of saying, this is the way it is, take it or leave it.
Okay, two things here. Two things very quickly. One, a forensic audit would only take them 2 months, period. Number two, Measure A as it is now, nobody wants. So whatever you're saying here about a 0.5-cent sales tax down the road or whatever the case may be, if it gets done by November, it gets done, but not with this bill. This bill has to be rewritten no matter what they do. And a forensic audit only takes about six weeks.
Okay. So
and why can't they do a forensic audit? Because they don't want to. Well, if they don't want to, then how do we trust them with a 0.5-cent sales tax? How do we trust them with a 1-cent sales tax? This bill has to be changed.
Hey guys.
Forensic audit. What's going to happen? I mean, okay, whoopee, we got an audit. All of a sudden, money's jumping out at you.
No, what happens is you know where the money's going. You have an idea of where you can cut and go in, and then
you have to put pressure on. You have to put pressure on
right.
No matter what's going on.
But hey guys, we have to go to a break. So hold the lines, and we'll pick this up on the other side. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Oh, I don't know Celebrating 20 years in business, Five Star Bank is a community business bank serving small to medium-sized businesses and is a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Five Star Bank was founded in 1999 by a group of local entrepreneurs who wanted to create personalized banking services inspired by shared vision and goals. Today, Five Star Bank is among the top 5% of performing banks in the nation for banks of its size. Five Star Bank proudly serves farmers, ranchers, and growers in the agricultural community, commercial real estate developers and construction, those who lead nonprofits and churches, and entrepreneurs in emerging technology. Five Star Bank is also committed to small businesses through a robust SBA department. They understand that when it comes to business, timing is critical. Their sense of urgency and speed to serve are part of the foundation of their success. Visit fivestarbank.com and visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
The holiday season is here, so why not give the gift that keeps giving? Perhaps a social membership or golf lessons. Riverview Golf and Country Club has been providing home-away-from-home entertainment. Find out how you can become a member today. Go to riverviewgolf.net. That's riverviewgolf.net.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Yeah, okay, so we're right back at it here, and
yeah, I just have one thing to say, Nick. I mean, it doesn't seem like the Board of Supervisors or anybody wants to change anything as it is. They're not doing anything preventative now.
That's right.
And so getting more money, that's not going to force them to be preventative.
Well, here's my thoughts. If we had enough jail space, we could lock these people up until their arraignment, keep them locked up until they are sentenced, and then keep them locked up for their sentence. My position is I'm willing to pay $200, $300, $400, $500 a year to build a new jail. We could have a 1 cent sales tax with a sunset of 10 years. For you that don't know what a sunset tax is, it goes away in 10 years. Strictly to build a jail. And then why couldn't we have a forensic audit to supply the other services? If they're wasting so much money, look at all that money we'd be swimming in for new sheriff's deputies.
Well, I don't know.
Why couldn't we do both?
Hey, Nick.
Go ahead.
I'm willing to pay more money for
Nick?
Safety.
Okay,
I don't believe we're going to have any safety waiting for a forensic audit and them to...
Here's the bottom line. They're not going to change Measure A the way it is, just like Linda said, Nick. They're not going to change it. They will not change it. They never will.
That's why
it's a moot point.
Please let me finish.
It's a moot point. It's a moot point. What you're saying is all moot because, number one, they won't change it, so Measure A is what we get, number one. Number two, what we need to do is what Trish Clark suggested, and she's right. We need a zero-based budget each year. Zero-based budget means that you go into the next year not saying, well, gee, we spent so much last year, but how much are we projecting on spending this year? And then you have to account in each department for every single penny that goes out of there. So we can argue all we want on what's right and what we want and what we don't want, but if they're not willing, and he was not willing, Joe Comente was not willing to change the measure, number one. And number two, they will not put a sunset clause in this because of the bond situation. They won't put a sunset clause in it. Number two, even if they're not going to even change anything unless four out of five, which is unheard of, but four out of five of these boards of supervisors decide that they're going to vote a certain way, whether to reduce the tax, eliminate the tax, et cetera. So we can argue about this till the cows come home. The real deal is they're not going to change Measure A. Measure A is not only a bad law, it's an extremely restricting to people. It's restricting to the taxpayer. It's an enforcement of a tax to a degree that is almost totalitarian when you have four out of five have to vote on this, and that they won't tell us how many beds, and that they're going to have an oversight committee that doesn't mean anything, and they put in there that they don't have to do anything other than what they want to do because no one has jurisdiction over them, and people are reading this and swallowing it thinking that, well, gosh, this is what we want. You're right, my good friend, but they're not going to give us what we want because Measure A is not what we want. So it's a moot point. You vote against it until they do certain things. First, be accountable where the money is.
We need to force them to take it off a ballot. It shouldn't even be voted on.
Well, I'm in agreement with all of that.
Yeah.
But, you know, first take one step at a time. Try see if you can get them out to take it off the ballot, number one. If you can't get them to do that, then it's a moot point.
That's right. That's absolutely right. And that's what we need to do is force them to take it off the ballot and listen to the taxpayers and what the taxpayers want and remind them that we elected them to represent us, not tell us how things are going to be.
Let me ask one question of all three of you. In witnessing what Joe Comente said, do you think that he gives a rip or that they care about what our suggestions are? And do you think that they're willing to change anything? Do you really think that? Or do you think that Joe is a guy who's gonna do that?
Here's my answer, Terry. They don't care.
Yeah.
And they're not gonna change anything.
They've shown that.
They're not gonna do anything. Until enough of the public gets involved with the pitchforks and the torches and whatever it's gonna take, until it gets so bad that people are getting shot in the street, in my opinion, or they lose their pensions, until all that happens, the Board of Supervisors, until they are threatened with enough of the population that they will start listening then, or they're voted out, then
right.
That's when they're gonna start listening. Until then, I don't see anything happening.
Yeah.
Well, you can't tell me it's not clear to them that this isn't going to pass. And you know what? We've got some good candidates coming up. Myself, I'm voting for Dale Ball, and there's some pretty good candidates running for Steve Morgan's spot.
Yes, sir.
And I don't know about Mary Rickard. I don't have anything bad to say about her. She's probably a level-headed person, and that's what we need is level-headed people in there.
The unfortunate thing to all of this is that all has to change before you're going to get anything accomplished that is valuable enough to change the current dynamics. And, yes, do we need a jail? Of course. But you've got to change the dynamics down at the Board of Supervisors so they'll listen to the general public and not to the unions and the sheriff or the police force and the fire that are all they care about is their pensions or whatever. And I'm being blanket statement. I mean, these guys care about the community, but it's not affecting them enough for them to jump in and start putting pressure on these guys.
And I'm saying we can't be hasty and cut our own throats and you know, voting for stuff that is not going to make a difference.
There's nothing to vote for at this point. The only thing you can do is get rid of these guys down at the Board of Supervisors and turn them over, you know, especially the entrenched guys that have been there all, you know, forever, and it's a good old boys club.
Yeah.
Well, I think that the main thing is it would have been nice if Joe Comente would have said, you know, I've heard your suggestions. You have about four of them. I'm going to take these back to the Boards of Supervisors, and we're going to discuss it. He never said that.
Right.
He never said that, ever.
That's what threw me off, Terry. That was when I didn't have any opinion formed about Joe Comente until that point when everybody was saying, hey, we have suggestions, and he didn't want to even listen to what the suggestions were.
He don't want to change nothing.
Oh, he listened. Oh, no, he listened.
Oh, he listens, but he
doesn't
want to
change nothing.
He's not going to, exactly.
He's not going to take it into consideration at all.
Right, and that's the point here. So the real deal is, folks, is that Measure A is a sham, and it's, I mean, there's nothing, I mean, up to this, up to that. The point is that they are not going to change this measure. This thing is either dead or it's not. Maybe that's kind of what he meant in an undertoned way by saying you either vote for it or you don't, because it is what it is. It didn't matter. He came to us trying to, quote, listening, and never even suggested to go back, ever.
Well, maybe he knows it's dead on arrival when he gets back to the Board of Supervisors.
He could have said that.
Yeah.
Why don't you be honest and say it?
So.
He could have said it.
Carl Bott and Trish on, they're both for it.
Well, not, well, no, actually, zero. Trish's idea was the zero-based budget, which I think is great.
Well, I've seen her push for this tax, too.
Listen, we gotta go to a break, guys. We got 15 minutes left in the show. Let's go to a break, come back, and we'll finish it out with the last 15 minutes.
All right, this is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that with proper care and just a little discipline should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Fire Media Community Radio for North State. Little Carpenters there. Gotta like
that goes
stuff.
Back away. Yeah, that's I like remember that
seventh
one.
Grade. Yeah. Anyway, let's
yeah.
Let's get back at it. Where were we?
I sent an email to Joe Comenti. Did you guys hear me? I sent an email.
We
to
can
Joe
hear you.
Yeah,
we
can hear you.
We can hear you, Terry.
Okay, because when we received some forms on Monday night at our meeting, he had a lot of copies and a lot of information he brought. One of the sheets he brought said Measure A, a special tax, and then it gives you the highlights of Measure A, and it says vote yes. So I sent him an email, and I asked him, is any of our county funds or any of our taxpayer money being used to further a yes vote on Measure A? So I sent him an email, and he sent me back an email saying, no, absolutely not. So I'm going to have to then assume that all the paperwork he gave us the other day either had to be done by a private citizen or he did it at home or something like that. But really and truly, that's something, see again, Nick, that's something that we really have to look at here. Are they using our taxpayer funds? They already get $25,000 per person to run the county, per person, whether you're under a bridge or a baby. And on top of that, are they using our taxpayer funds? Are they? To print out material, to do any kind of lobbying, to spend any money on any of this? Are they doing it for a vote yes on it? Had this sheet of paper come to us and it said Measure A, a special tax, and didn't say vote yes on it, this never would have arisen. Has anybody even thought of that? And here we don't want a forensic audit? Or we don't want them to be accountable for the money? I mean, seriously, this is corruption apparent as far as this goes. I'm not saying it is corruption or not corruption, but it could be something that could be considered or construed to be a bit of corruption.
Well, we need to take a look at a lot of our departments and seeing if we're getting any bang for our buck.
Forensic audit.
Yep. First thing I would do is cut probation down to about $1 million from about $10 million and tell them to do their job off on the phone, because sure aren't having any accomplishments that I can see. Everybody I see arrested's on probation.
Well, I know Carl Bott has consented to the fact that he'd have Joe Comenti on, and he and I had talked, and I said I'm really happy to ask him some questions. Apparently Carl had suggested that a couple more people would come on. I go, no, because if I sit in there or Nick sits in there, we already have two proponents for the tax. What we're going to have is we're going to have a discussion on the viability of this tax and the viability of even the question of requesting this kind of money from people where you're already getting $25,000 a person.
Well, absolutely right. This isn't a viable tax.
Well, okay, so Measure A's got to be dead in the water. But again, to me, the thing that gave me pause, that bothered me the most, was the fact that he didn't say, well, your suggestions are really good. I'm going to go back and talk to the supervisors. I'm going to go back and talk to the board. May not do any good, but I'm certainly going to go back and bring these things up. Never said that. Never even. And then Mark Kett finished it up because he recognized that. He caught that right away.
Well, I think we're kind of at an impasse here. We've only got about 4 or 5 minutes left here to the end of the show.
Okay, well, let me tell you something a friend of mine brought to my attention. You know, the tax would give Redding $5 million. He said day before yesterday he was uptown and he saw a brand-new pickup with the Redding Police Department on the side of it. And he said instead of a license plate, it's got that little white piece of paper says where it was bought. It's at Elk Creek. These guys don't even shop local.
Wow.
Well, that's not surprising at all.
Tells you what you need to know about what's going on. I mean, I just don't see anything happening here. You know, this is we're at loggerheads until these guys start listening to the people, and I just don't see that happening anytime in the near future with the current...
It's not going to change if they don't listen to the people. It's never going to change.
Well, I think it's that, but I also think the fact that they... Let's just call it what it is. Your board of supervisors and your city government and your county government think we're all stupid. They think we're all naive. They think we're all stupid. They think we're all gullible. And they think that just because they say it, we need to do it. That's exactly what's going on here. And I think, Mark, you gave a great program today, because what we're having here is a microcosm of what's going on all across the nation. And, Mark, that Judge Jeanine piece was amazing. And your analysis has been amazing today. The real deal is that are we stupid or are we not stupid? Are we gullible or not? Is this our country or their country? Is this now a new ruling class that's armed, by the way, that's armed? Everybody from the IRS to you name it's armed, except you can't even carry a weapon, open carry. You don't even have that right. So the real deal is, are we stupid? Are we gullible? And are they right? Or are we going to stand up for our rights?
Go ahead and chime in, Nick. We only got a couple minutes.
Yeah. It's time to stand up for our rights. It's time to not worry about repercussions and tell them what we think, because we're paying the bills. And when you talk about are they armed, BLM's armed. Whiskey Town, the sheriffs up there, the police up there are armed. They were even pulling people over on the road and giving them speeding tickets.
Well,
you know, it's a whole different class. And, you know, the police refer to us as civilians. To me, that's scary.
Well, they should refer to us as their bosses, but that doesn't seem to even matter to them. And I think this whole thing is going to culminate here at some point, and it's not that far away. I think everybody can feel it. I'm just hoping it has a resolution that keeps us free.
Yes, because we're definitely losing our liberties.
I got Mark Baird calling me on my cell phone.
Well, you know, we've got a criminal element in our community that we need to take care of.
I agree. Let me hold on a second. I'm on the air. I'll call you right back. Yeah, so 3 minutes left, but I think we've got it all out there as much as we can get out there, and then... it's just, you know, I mean, what do you do? I guess it has to get ugly before it gets better, and I think it's getting uglier by the day.
I would encourage people to contact their supervisor and tell them that they don't like this tax and they're not going to vote for it.
I agree.
I agree. I think that's a great idea.
I think that's the idea. We got to concentrate on the things that we can do with the now, not worry so much about the future. Is what can we do now? How do we get involved now?
And, well, we don't want them to spend the money. Right. We don't want them to spend the money on a measure no one wants. We don't want them to spend the money.
I agree.
Yeah.
Well, I guess we'll see everybody at the meeting tomorrow. Merry Christmas. We'll be here next week.
And we will.
It'll be our annual Christmas gala. And go to the Patriot meeting tomorrow night.
And put on your ugly sweater.
Put on your ugly sweater. If your sweater is uglier than you are, then you're in the right track.
Peace, love, and waterbeds. Over and out.
All right. Thanks for calling in, Nick. Thanks, Terry.
You guys have a great day.
Appreciate it.
A great day. I guess we're at the end of the show here. I think we've touched what we had to touch on, and there's so much more that we could have talked about, but we just couldn't get to it. Sorry, it's fast-paced.
But some of that local stuff is really important to touch upon, and people need to start voicing their opinion and standing up with that.
I got to agree. So the music's probably going to come on here. Yeah, there we go.
It is.
Government is not reason. It is not eloquence. It is force, and force like fire is a dangerous servant and a fearful master. You've been listening to Sovereign Mind Radio, where we put principles above parties and over liberty over security.
And this has been KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.